Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... We continue our conversation with Stephen Sipes, proprietor of Summerhill Pyramid Winery. And I'm not asking for the secret sauce here. What do you feel attributes to all of the awards that you get for your winemaking?
Yes, it's a combination of things that we do. First of all, and most importantly, the grapes are grown organically and biodynamically, and we actually process the wine in a certified organic cellar as well.
What does that mean, bio?
Biodynamic is a term you can use if you get a Demeter certification out of Germany, which is the highest way to get an organic certification. Like, it's the biggest test, and everything is done by Rudolf Steiner, who is the founder of Demeter and biodynamics, really. And he specifies when you can plant by the moon and when you harvest, and you put in making a tea from the rotten grapes from last year, and everything is compost tea. There's a lot of things that you need to do, and be one with your plants. It's really, at the end of the day, it's about nature and communication with man. It's a wonderful man and nature co-venture, I call it.
Going through those two processes sounds very complex in themselves, let alone having to do two of those, and yet you decided to add another element to try to raise wine to its highest form.
Then we took it to another process as well, and we built a sacred geometry chamber to put the wines in for the marriage period, from dosaging to going onto the shelf. So when you make sparkling wine, as most people do know, you make a base wine like any other wine, and then you put that base wine in a bottle that is thick and can handle the pressure, and you add yeast and sugar and re-ferment it in that bottle again, and it lays on the dead yeast cells, the lees, for 18 months to 15 years. And each year, depending on what kind of grapes you have it made out of, produces more of the subtle flavors and nuances that you get out of fine sparkling wine. And then you wake up the bottle by riddling it and getting the dead yeast cells out of it, and then you dosage it with a little sweet reserve because the yeast has eaten all of the sugar. So it's bone dry. Most people can't handle it that way. And then the dosage period is what we call the marriage period. And in Europe, in Germany, in Spain, and France, many places where they make sparkling wine, they put the bottles in a sacred geometry chamber, which in those areas is almost always a Roman arch cellar. Côte d'Anneau in Spain has, I think, 30 miles of Roman arch cellars to house their bottles after they've been dosaged. And we built a precision pyramid after the Great Pyramid in Egypt through several trips that I was privileged to make with Egyptologist named John Anthony West. So we did a precision pyramid, and we put all our wines now into that pyramid, which makes them, again, with a tiny winery, we're only 30,000 cases a year, and yet we win a huge amount of awards every year with our wine. People love the flavors of the organic wine, and the pyramid adds a dimension to it as well.
Well, listening to the details that you put into every single process of what you do, I can only imagine the painstaking details you went into recreate the pyramid.
We made it out of poured concrete, which has fiberglass rebar, because we didn't want to use any ferrous metals and reorient the building back to magnetic north. It's oriented to true north, just as the Great Pyramid is. So we followed the Great Pyramid in every respect, and we did everything with fused stone, because the whole pyramid there is a fused stone structure. Very rare and magnificent in so many ways. It's unbelievable. I have a book out called All One Era on Amazon.com, and it goes into all these details. So, and our website has a good detail on the pyramid as well.
Will somebody answer that phone?
It's time, boys and girls, for our listener voicemail.
Hi, my name is Junie from Atlanta, and my question is, what kind of wine do you recommend for marinating red meat?
Red wine. If you'd like to stay consistent in your cooking skills, use the same wine that you're going to drink for dinner as the marinade. So if you're going to drink an expensive wine for dinner, keep that in mind, that you're going to have to use it to marinate as well. Me, personally, I'd use $2 Chuck on Chuck steak.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzle. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.